Blackstone Audio presents One Man Great Enough, Abraham Lincoln's Road to Civil War by John C. Waugh. For my father, who had a sense of humor Lincoln would have appreciated. Prologue: The Uncoiling of the Serpent. The new two-story statehouse in Vandalia, Illinois, stood unfinished in early 1837. Workmen had slapped plaster on the walls just before the 10th General Assembly convened in December. Its damp, displeasing essence still hung in the legislative chambers upstairs. Abraham Lincoln, a young Whig legislator from Sangamon County, was beginning his second term. He was not as new to politics as the plaster was to the walls, but the plaster was more likely to stick than what he was about to do. In a bold move, he was about to drop a resolution into the record that ran emphatically against dominant public opinion in his state, on slavery, which raised hackles as no other issue did. The issue was uncoiling across the country like a hissing serpent. Abolition societies proliferated in the North, blanketing the Union with incendiary anti-slavery pamphlets. Alarmed and angry Southern legislators were passing resolutions violently condemning these firebrands of discord and disunion. The South's mightiest guns, its most articulate and powerful ideologues, were answering in kind, showering shot and shell on abolitionism in the defense of their peculiar institution. Southern legislatures were not only passing angry resolutions against abolitionists, they were demanding that Northern legislatures do the same. Virginia, Alabama, and Mississippi had sent memorials to Illinois, which Governor Joseph Duncan